do the world a favor. Pull your lip over your head and swallow.
Are you crying?
There's no crying. There's no crying in baseball.
Because they're all good kids. Until dried out, brain dead skags like you drag them down and convince them they're no good.
I love it.
This is Bugs and Hugs.
For Alibi Vodka. Clap along
if you feel. Welcome to the show, Evan Bray. Great to have you here on a Friday morning. 10 o'clock signals. It's time for Bugs and Hugs. And last night, I mentioned I was in Regina at Casino Regina for a celebration for a friend of mine. I bumped into a fella who said, "Hey, are you Evan Bray?" I said, "Yeah." He says, "I just started listening to your show. I'm fairly new to Saskatchewan. I've caught bits and pieces of your show." And then he started talking about how frustrated he was with the terrible streets in the city of Regina. I said, "Well, you should call into Bugs and Hugs." And he said, "Well, what's Bugs and Hugs?" I said, "Well, let me tell you." So Bugs and Hugs is the weekly opportunity, 1 hour, where we give you a chance to give us a call at 1-877-332-8255. And you can let us know. It could be something frustrating, angering, negative, something that's bothering you that you want to get off your chest. It's a bug that you want to talk about, like the state of the streets in the city, like my friend that I talked to, Brian, last night. Or maybe you want to send a hug. Something good that's happening. I mean, gosh, we can use it right now. Can we not? Can we not use some positive stories? And there's lots of them out there. So either way, I would welcome you to give us a call. 1-877-332-8255. Phone lines are open. Text lines are open for you as well. So as we get into this segment, I'm going to start with a hug of my own, because I love the fact that if you think about the pediatric ward in any hospital, I mean, we've got hospitals throughout this province that do incredible work and help all ages, but I'm focusing on children. If you think about the pediatric ward, it's a challenging thing. You see all these youngsters that are going through some sort of trouble in their life that causes them to be in there, and anything we can do to make their day a little bit better is great. And this was what was happening this week in Regina. So it was at the Regina General Hospital, the pediatric ward. The kids are in the playroom playing with toys as normal, when all of a sudden the bright sunshine beaming through the window got a little bit darker. They look out the window and rappelling down the side of the hospital, Batman, Superman, Deadpool, Captain America, Star-Lord. How cool is that? So it was a great fundraiser for the Hospitals of Regina Foundation. Members of the Regina Police Service SWAT team were dressed up as those characters. They rappelled down the side of the building. The kids, I mean, apparently were like palms and noses on the window. You could see their breath fogging up the window as they're looking out in awe at the fact that these superheroes are rappelling down the side of the building. They were able to meet in a common area at the hospital, and these youngsters were giving hugs and high fives and having conversations with Batman, Superman, Deadpool, Captain America, Star-Lord. A pretty cool thing. So hats off to RPS SWAT team and to Dino and the team at the Hospitals of Regina Foundation, finding yet another innovative way to raise some money. But in this case, it is about the money, because they're always looking for, they're in need of portable monitors and chairs for family members. So the money raised from this initiative will, of course, go to great use. But the hats off to the smiles and the welcomed distraction that this was for not only the youngsters, but their families as well. So appreciate that. That's the hug I'm going to start with. And I would like and welcome your calls. 1-877-332-8255. What is it on your mind? It could be good, could be bad. I know the text line was busy already this morning. Dave saying, bugged by the fact that there are people that think the Liberal Party is going to remove the red tape. If you think they're going to, you haven't been present or listening over the last 10 years. So this is with regard to the nation building project. Some people believe that it is going to happen. Randy in Saskatoon, bugged by the fact that the copper mine project near Creighton was announced in his view, maybe because it's in Buckley Belanger's riding, the only liberal MP in Saskatchewan. Did that have an impact on it? Maybe. 1-877-332-8255. What is bugging me is the massive, massive tax hike in Prince Albert. This is Darwin, by the way, in Prince Albert. It's absolutely crazy. And one might even consider it a money grab for the city to pay for something else. He's very frustrated. His text goes on, but basically frustrated with the massive tax hike he is bringing forward that's happening in Prince Albert. Darwin, thanks for the text. 1-877-332-8255. Phone lines are open, and I'm happy to hear from you. Let's go to Regina Sask for this call. Poseidon is what I've got listed as the caller. Who am I chatting with here?
Yes, that would be me, the tried and carrying guy here. I first of all want to clarify, because I know I'm probably going to get some backlash for this call, Evan. First of all, thanks for taking my call.
Yeah.
I got to issue a bug here, and that is my being disgusted with the parking enforcement in the Regina area, in particular the Pasqua Hospital. No, for people that are listening, I'm not denying there are not reasons to have parking enforcement. My issue is we're all trying to get to our health-related issues, take care of health-related stuff, in particular the Pasqua, and they are really being very particular about how many meters. The rule is 3 meters away from any alleyway. And we're talking 0.3 inches. Like they give grace periods, I heard, at 2.5 inches. They want you to stick at 3. They are giving tickets to people. They charge us up the rear end for parking. So people that are trying to save money dealing with health conditions, they are going to ticket you for 0.2 inches in order for, being away from an alley again. Nobody's blocking an alley. I'm not denying parking enforcement is not a problem. But come on, people, we have so many problems in the world, and parking enforcement is going to give people heck over 0.2 inches?
It seems a bit excessive.
To be frustrated. So thanks for taking my call.
I appreciate the call. This is what it's about. Bugs and hugs. This is what it's about. You can give your rant. That's good. 1-877-332-8255. Let's go next to Kendall from Cabery, Saskatchewan. Kendall, how are you today?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good. Thanks for calling in. You've got a hug for me. Is that correct?
I do.
Let's hear it.
So I'm a breast cancer survivor, and I spent 2024 in treatment, in chemotherapy, radiation, and surgery. And I want to give a hug to all the volunteers at the Saskatoon Cancer Center. They come around with a trolley of snacks and drinks, and they have conversations with you while you're in the chair, and they just spread a lot of love and joy in a really, really dark time for people. And so I don't know who they are, and I probably won't ever see them again, but I just want them to know how valued they are.
Yeah, for sure. How are you doing now, Kendall?
I'm doing great. I'm definitely on the road to recovery.
Nice.
And I also want to send a hug to all the kids in schools right now who are collecting Terry Fox pledges.
Yeah, for sure. Thank you very much. The health news is great, Kendall. We're happy to hear that for you and your family. And the hug to those workers, the Saskatoon Cancer Center. But you're right. Terry Fox Run is happening here in the next, week and a bit. And so the kids are collecting right now. In fact, I had a youngster in my neighborhood the other day who was collecting. Just a great reminder of, boy, Terry Fox started a movement that this country has continued to embrace. And we've got now generations of kids that don't remember Terry Fox, but are still keeping his legacy and his name alive. And I love that. So always happy to give some cash to the youngsters that are, now that I say it, the people that know in my neighborhood that know where I live. I expect to see a lineup on my doorstep today. Oh, he said he would give a donation. It is such a great cause. Thanks for the call, Kendall. 1-877-332-8255. Let's take one more call before we go to the break. But keep in mind, we have lots of time. We're doing bugs and hugs right until 11 o'clock. So please give us a call and let us know what you want to talk about. I'm going to jump back to the phone. Lyle in Saskatoon, your bug is what?
That's Austell. They keep, I've been a customer for over 40 years, and they keep upping your prices for TV and your basic channels you don't even need, but they're just sticking it to you, and they want you to pay more and more all the time, and maybe it's time to start looking somewhere else.
Do the bundles help you? Because don't they have bundle packages that are available now?
Yeah, they do, but they want you to sign up for a. I do have that, but they still their basic is still what they have is they're just sticking another $7 for 3 channels a month for flipping a switch, and it's just money grab is all it is. Maybe time to look somewhere else.
Thanks for the call, Lyle. 1-877-332-8255. We'll take our first break of a few. Bugs and Hugs goes until 11 o'clock, so oodles of time for you to join the program. I'd love to have your call and your text here on 980 CJME and 650 CKOM.
That's nice!
That's awesome!
Way to go! Neato, okay?
Oh, that is you coward son of a bitch!
I just want to give you a big hug.
I'm as mad as hell, and I'm not going to take this anymore!
This is Bugs and Hugs.
For Alibi Vodka.
1-877-332-8255. Lots of people are texting in with bugs and hugs that have to do with the Charlie Kirk situation. A number of people weighing in on this. So I've got one here from Jason, and he texted in, bugged by government officials and ministers and many social workers that are government employees posting this. Absolutely terrible. If these people are supposed to help society heal, they obviously never listened to any of his university events. And so the attachment that he's got, I won't read it all, but essentially it's calling Charlie Kirk a number of names and saying, I extend absolutely no empathy for people like that. So it's, I mean, this is a, I don't know. There's something blacked out on the top of it, so I can't tell you who it is from. But clearly, Jason bugged by this, and there is a lot of that sort of thing online. There's no question about that. So thank you for the text, Jason. Thank you for texting in. 1-877-332-8255. What we are looking for is whatever is on your mind. If you've got something that is bugging you, something that you want to get off your chest. It could be something that's small. It could be big. It could be a conversation we've been having. Some people are commenting on their opinion of the 5 projects that were just listed as the federal major project priorities this week. Whatever it is for you, give us a shout. 1-877-332-8255. I'm going to go back to the phone line. I want to take this call. Joanne in Regina. How are you today, Joanne?
I am wonderful.
That's good.
How are you today?
Thanks, good. God, thanks for calling in. You've got a bug for us. What is it?
Okay, I live in Broder's Annex, and in our neighborhood, Canada Post has not delivered mail to our block for about 4 months now because there is, in quotes, a dog in our neighborhood. And while I do sympathize with the letter carrier, I guess last year she was bit, and I do sympathize. But now I've tried to contact the city of Regina, and they will not help. I have contacted animal services, and they are aware of the situation. They send workers by regularly to make sure the dog is not at large or to catch the dog at large. They have asked us to take pictures of the dog at large so they can do something. However, the dog is, I have not seen the dog at large since they've stopped my mail.
Right.
So we can't take pictures. I've contacted Canada Post with, you know, asking how they're going to rectify this, offering the solution of portable mailboxes a block away that we could walk to.
Yeah.
But now we have to drive out to the airport to pick up our mail.
What?
And there's no resolution in sight until the dog is gone.
Joanne, I am bugged for you. This is the first time I've heard of this, but I had no idea. I know of people who have been given warnings and had mail delivery suspended until they got their dog under control. I have not ever heard of a whole block not getting mail delivery. We've got a bit of a bad phone connection, Joanne, so sadly, I think we're going to have to end our conversation. There's lots of crackle in the background, but has this happened to someone else? Have you heard of this? I have never heard of this before. A whole block not getting mail delivery for, well, Joanne's saying, what, 4 months, I think she said, because of a dog. And again, Joanne was very upfront saying, we don't want the letter carriers to be in harm's way. Obviously, we need to deal with the dog, but clearly they're having a problem if they can't, number one, get city assistance to deal with the dog. As Joanne said, it hasn't been around for a while yet. Mail delivery is still not going through. This is a new one to me. I trust I will get a text from someone who can add some context to this or maybe further corroborate, yes, this has happened to us in our neighborhood. Maybe someone from Canada Post who can say, yes, this is our policy. But boy, that seems like a long time to go without mail delivery. 1-877-332-8255. Okay, let's go back to the phone lines here. Ken in Saskatoon, probably going to take us to the bottom of the hour. Ken, thanks for calling in. We've been talking lots about Charlie Kirk, that death, that murder that happened midweek. You've got a bug with regard to this topic. What is it?
It seems to be the way that people are framing things. It's like even Warren Kinsella was talking about the internet and, you know, what's actual truth and all this. The internet was not the problem with any of this. Is that what people don't realize? First of all, Charlie Kirk's death, assassination, will be the same thing for Generation Z as Martin Luther King was, Jr. was for the boomers and all that. That is how pervasive he was within that culture. Okay, so but what drives me crazy is that if all of this stuff starts with the people who are calling people like Charlie far right, or all of them, they're Hitler, or if things that they can't, if they are saying is too dangerous to say, some people will think it's too dangerous for him to be alive. So you just take a look at all of the people who have ever called people like Charlie, people like Trump, people like, oh, Bush, Hitler. Like, once you get to that level of rhetoric, and what bugs me is that they're going, well, it's a both sides now, it's a both sides issue. I'm sorry, there's one side that's really putting the Hitler thing on people like Charlie, and it gets license for others to be violent. And to be heroes. No one is evil in their own mind. The guy that shot Charlie Kirk thinks he's a hero.
1-877-332-8255. I actually saw a huge debate online between multiple people drawing the comparison and others arguing it's not anywhere close to Martin Luther King's assassination and what we saw with Charlie Kirk this week. Anyway, you can go down a rabbit hole on almost any topic around the assassination of Charlie Kirk. Nonetheless, it's definitely a topic of conversation many are joining in on. Bugs and Hugs, only half done. We're doing this right till 11 o'clock. Phone lines, text lines remain open. 1-877-332-8255. You're listening to 980 CJME, 650 CKOM.
You're the best friends anybody ever had.
Well, the jerk store called. They're running out of you.
Bring it in. I will only be checking somewhat satisfied on our comment card.
You know what really grinds my gears? Bug me!
For Alibi Vodka.
This is Bugs and Hugs.
Well, earlier on the program, we received a call from a listener in Regina, bugged by the fact that because of a wild, vicious dog in the neighborhood, Canada Post stopped delivering mail. The postal worker was attacked, which obviously you can't have. And as a result, they stopped delivering mail and have not been delivering mail to the area for 4 months until the situation is rectified. Residents in the area have been trying to get the city to help with this dog. Apparently it will show up, then it'll be gone for a while. They haven't seen it for quite some time, but people that live on this block are driving like halfway across the city to pick up their mail. And I said, I can't believe, I know people have been given warnings before if they've got like their dog. So for example, if the letter carrier has to walk up to the house and the dog is in the yard and the dog attacks them, obviously they will say, no, we're not coming back until we get a guarantee this dog is not going to be loose in the yard. Fair enough. But I had not heard that sort of thing happens in a neighborhood. Well, since then, the texts are coming in. Apparently, it's a thing. And I got one here, actually, from Garth in Regina. Said, I live in Uplands, and our postal person stopped delivering mail to the neighborhood because of wasps. A lot of the neighborhood put up prevention or preventative measures, and the mail still was not delivered. And like this lady that had just called in, we had to go to the airport to get our mail. What seems crazy to me, Garth goes on in his text, was a supervisor from Canada Post came out to put the notice up that we wouldn't be receiving mail, but the postal worker wasn't coming out to deliver the mail. I got friends that deliver mail. I have letter carrier friends that work for Canada Post, so I get it that they need to be safe in doing their job. But I am shocked at the number of people that are texting in to say, yep, we've had that happen, and we've had it happen for quite a long period of time. Something like wasps or, like, yeah, I don't know. Where does the line get drawn? What's the policy on that? Now, a couple people are texting in, pointing out they live in rural Saskatchewan and they have to drive for their mail every day when they go and pick up their mail, which is a fair point. And part of when we talk about the broken business model that is Canada Post, I think we can all acknowledge that there needs to be some sort of change. They're losing money every year, millions of dollars subsidized by the federal government. There needs to be a change to the business case. So home delivery maybe needs to be part of that, but that's a side discussion. That's a side discussion from what we're talking about today. And it is Bugs and Hugs. So that's what this is all about. Okay. Here's one guaranteed to get some people riled up this morning. We got a text that came in from Debbie and Ken that said, we are very bugged by the story we read online the other day that former Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau has started a public speaking circuit and made his debut in Korea. This is his first private public speaking engagement since stepping down as the Liberal leader earlier this year. And Justin Trudeau, represented by the speaker booking agency, has an in-person speaking fee of $100,000 or more. Exclamation point, Debbie and Ken say, how is this possible for someone who ran our country into the ground? Would you pay $100,000 or more? I'm not even finishing the sentence. I know that'll get some people going for sure, but it's Bugs and Hugs. I read what you send. Here's another good one. Hank in rural Saskatchewan says, Evan, I have never voted for the NDP, but I am sending a hug out this morning to former NDP leader and Saskatchewan Premier Lauren Calvert. I was sad to see the tragic fire that took his house this week at Buffalo Pound Lake. The hug goes to former Premier Lauren Calvert, his wife and family, for their loss of their home and valuable belongings, but also a hug to the way in which he handled it. He handled it with poise and grace. He was respectful. He talked about many other bigger issues in the world. I thought it was incredible the way he stood up and handled it mere hours after losing all of his property. So, Hank, thank you very much for the text there. 1-877-332-8255. Phone lines are open. Number of people texting in. I'm going and calling in. I'm going to go back to the phone lines for a second. Ed in Martinsville, thanks for calling in. You've got a bug and a hug, I believe. What have you got for me, Ed?
Yes, both. I'm bugged about why there's so much oversaturated Canadian coverage about what happened with this Chris Walker, as troubling and as tragic as it is.
You mean Charlie Kirk, sorry?
Oh, sorry, Charlie Kirk.
Yeah, okay, yeah.
Why his assassination has become such big news here in Canada, because he's not Canadian. This happened in the United States. This has nothing to do with Canada. And other than he's he's controversial and is affiliated with Trump. So, okay, I see that there's maybe some disagreement with his point of views, but shouldn't have been killed. But it also shouldn't be so overburdened by Canadian media about what happened in the States. This is a U.S. issue and not a Canadian issue.
There's others that share your bug on that, Ed, so I appreciate you airing it out. You got a hug as well?
Yeah, some people may not like it. After what's happened with Pierre Poilievre, and I don't have much opinion of him anymore, even though he's back, I'd like to say I'm optimistic with Mark Carney reaching out and trying to correct things, to turn things around from after nearly 10 years of Trudeau. So after hearing about Premier Smith's
comments,
encouragement about him, I'm going, well, hey, that's a positive sign. Instead of always trampling on, I get it, trample on Trudeau all you want. He deserves it. But Mark Carney is total opposite. He's not the same as Trudeau, and he's trying to turn things around. And it's going to take some time. So I'm just happy to say hugs to Mark Carney for attempting to turn things around for Saskatchewan, Alberta.
I appreciate the call. I think there's a lot of people that follow and are fans of and believers in Danielle Smith, the Premier of Alberta, who heard her comments yesterday and maybe were taken aback a little bit, because she basically is saying, this is a government who gets it. I had a great meeting with Prime Minister Mark Carney. We need to be patient. This is going to take time. We need to work together. Those are the comments that came from Danielle Smith about the federal government, who she has not always been very complimentary. Let's be very honest. She's probably been one of the more critical premiers in Canada of the federal government, and I would say with good reason, especially with some of the damaging legislation and policies that have injured the industry of energy, oil, gas, which of course is a huge economic driver for us as well in Saskatchewan, but certainly for Alberta. Ed, thanks so much for that call. 1-877-332-8255. Let's go to Tom in Choiceland. How are you, Tom?
Well, not too bad.
What have you got for me today? You're bugged by dental care program?
You betcha.
What is it? What's bugging you?
Well, because it says they send me a letter and it says you're 100% covered, right?
Okay.
And then I go to the dentist and I have to pay 10%. Well, I said, well, it says that I'm 100% covered.
Okay.
And then this lady from Saskatoon says the same thing. I heard her on the radio this morning. Well, she got charged 20%.
So what is the 10% fee for, Tom? Do they say? Is it like a premium or something you're having to pay?
No, they're saying that, that's for in Ontario. This letter, that 100% thing, that's in Ontario. Mm. So every province he's trying to tell me is different, charges are different.
I see. You know what? We'll have to do some digging into that maybe the next time we have a health minister on or someone that can provide some clarity on that. I can see why you'd be bugged by that. If you get a letter saying 100% coverage and you go in there and there's an expectation you're going to whip your wallet out, not what you were expecting, Tom. And I appreciate the call. Okay, let's take our last break. Bugs and Hugs continues until 11 o'clock. That's, of course, when Belton Johnson steps in. Don't forget, Sylvain Charlebois here at 11:30 this morning. We'll talk about the fact that he recently had an article in the Globe and Mail that said people are replacing their ovens in their homes with their cell phones, DoorDash, Uber Eats taking over good old-fashioned cooking in the kitchen. What does that mean about society? What does that mean about cost of living? What does that mean about nutrition values? There's a whole bunch of discussions that stem from that. So Sylvain Charlebois will be here for that. And, of course, we got a big Rider game. Tomorrow, Montreal is in town. It's a 5 o'clock kickoff. What will happen? Who will win? I made a bold prediction for the Riders winning. I said 28-11. Some people laughing at that. But what do you think? Green and white prognostications coming up today at noon here on 980 CJME and 650 CKOM.
Woo! Come on, everybody. Give it up.
Why don't you do the world a favor? Pull your lip over your head and swallow.
Are you crying?
There's no crying. There's no crying in baseball.
Because they're all good kids until dried out, brain dead skags like you drag them down and convince them they're no good.
I love it.
This is Bugs and Hugs
for Alibi Vodka.
1-877-332-8255. So this is what happens on Bugs and Hugs is we start getting bugs and hugs for the bugs and hugs that people have talked about. So okay, let's go back to a couple. First of all, we had Tom calling in from Choiceland. So Tom, frustrated by the fact that he was told he had 100% dental coverage under the federal dental care plan, went to the dentist and had to pay 10% of the bill. A throng of people have texted in and said, here's how it works. The government does cover a basic 100% of coverage. However, individual dentist offices have the ability to have some fluctuation with their rates and maybe charge more than the prescribed or allowed coverage. So if the coverage says we will cover you for $100 and the dentist office charges you $110, then you will be compensated for the $100 under the federal plan and you'll pay the $10 out of pocket. In a nutshell is what I'm reading through the texts that are coming in on the line. 1-877-332-8255. Another text that we got is, and I'm trying to find where it is, but the texter was, here it is right here, Marv, saying, I'll tell you what, I am frustrated and bugged by the stories I'm hearing of letter carriers not going out, basically doing door-to-door delivery. Whatever happened to the stalwart code of the mailman? Neither snow nor rain nor heat nor gloom of night prevents them from completing their appointed rounds. 1-877-332-8255. Lots of people texting in, weighing in on the texters that we got that were frustrated over the fact that now Justin Trudeau is doing talks around the globe, charging $100,000. Others are saying, give your head a shake. That's the cost. That's the going rate now. If you want to get a former U.S. president, a former leader of a country, you are going to pay that much money. So there's that debate going on. And by the way, heaven forbid we get someone sending a hug to Mark Carney, which we had. I can't remember if it was Ken. I think it was Ken. Whoever it was, we had a hug to Mark Carney for the nation building projects. Well, he set some people off. Let's just put it at that. I'm not even going to count the number of texts that are coming in bugged by the fact that someone dare give a hug to Prime Minister Mark Carney. 1-877-332-8255. Okay, let's go to Larry in Saskatoon. Larry, thanks for calling in. What have you got for him? You got a hug today. What is it, my friend?
I do. It's for president, a past president, Peter McKinnon, who engaged or tried to engage in a dialogue with the outgoing president, Peter Joseph, about diversity, equity, and inclusion. And Peter McKinnon is arguing that should be dropped. And that's impressive because just as the American universities need to have free speech, we've been talking about that. Canadian universities need that as well. I think it's a great example for our past president of the university here to challenge whatever current president on that topic. And I think there should be a live and broadcast debate. Oh, maybe it could happen on the Evan Bray Show.
Okay, you're planting seeds, Larry. I see what you're doing. Well, I appreciate that. I mean, I agree with you. I think healthy debate, I mean, that's kind of at the nexus of this Charlie Kirk thing, and I don't want to go back into that. But that was one part of what he believed in, was healthy public debate. Didn't have to agree with one another, but let's not become keyboard warriors. Let's do it out in public. Let's have the debate, and people can have opposite opinions. That's fine. 1-877-332-8255. We'll go to Michael in Saskatoon. How are you today, Michael?
Not too bad, Evan. How are you?
Good. You've got a bug for me. Tell me, what was it?
Last night I was watching the CTV National News, and I understand, like, I know there's lots going on in the world now with Trump and this whole assassination in the States, but what was yesterday, Evan?
Anniversary of 9/11?
9/11, and 9/11 wasn't mentioned at all in that newscast.
Really?
Yep.
Wow. You know, it's hard to believe. I don't know how old you are, but can you remember where you were that day?
I remember. I was, I think, about 12 or 13 years old, and my dad came down to get me up for school, and he said there was a terrorist attack, and I didn't know what it meant.
Yeah.
And,
it's a memory you'll never forget, will you, Michael?
Never forget. And that kind of leads into my hug, too, because it's my dad's 70th birthday today. Huh. And I remember the day after 9/11, all just sitting around the table having cake and watching the news.
Well, that's, those memories, you're right. Those are memories you'll never forget. Happy 70th to Pops. And Michael, thanks for finishing up today's edition of Bugs and Hugs. Always appreciate the great texts, the great calls that we get to this program every day. Speaking of great calls, our friend Belton Johnson will be on the line momentarily. It's Eaton Time coming up next here on 980 CJME and 650 CKOM.